Economics Sayonara.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us as we keep you updated on the fallout from the financial crisis. Here's why we should care if the economy in Japan is on the skids. It's the world's second largest, and it shrank by 0.4% in the third quarter, the second drop in a row, and the official title there of recession. But there are different economic mechanisms in place, as Marketplace's Asia correspondent Scott Tong reports.
Japan's recession is not a subprime story. Its banks are healthy. The problem is exports, the overseas sales of everything from cars to electronics to heavy equipment. And the decline is not just because of American soccer moms and dads. The Eurozone just entered recession, and China is slowing dramatically too. Take the case of Toyota. Its balance sheet now looks so wobbly that its AAA debt rating is now in question. Today, the Fitch Ratings Agency placed Toyota in the Ratings Watch negative category. In Shanghai, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
And this from General Motors. The cash-strapped automaker says it will sell its 3% stake in Suzuki for about $230 million. It's the automaker's latest move to stay afloat as it waits on a government bailout decision. The Big Three looking for at least $25 billion to help the industry through some tough times. It's a mixed bag this morning for markets overseas. Not much movement in Asia. The Nikkei is up about 1%, while the Hong Kong and Chinese markets are mixed. European shares are lower this morning, dropping more than 1% across the board. The Dow finished last week just below 8,500. The forecast for the late fall and winter, unsettled and stormy. That's not a prediction you'll hear from the Weather Channel. It is a survey by the National Association of Business Economists, NABE. It says recession will take hold and not let loose over the next two quarters, and that unemployment could creep up another full percent before starting to drop next year. President-elect Barack Obama says the nation will continue to struggle with a real estate meltdown and higher unemployment for a while, and he dismissed talk of trying to reduce the nation's yearly deficits for a while. In an interview with CBS's 60 Minutes, he said Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson has worked hard to address the nation's economic woes, but admitted things haven't gone smoothly through the process.
And I think Hank would be the first one to acknowledge that probably not everything that's been done has worked the way he had hoped it would work.
Wall Street isn't the only place where executive salaries are raising some eyebrows. There's a report out today that shows college presidents are making more than ever. For some, those paychecks get even bigger with some extracurricular activities. And here's Marketplace's Renita Jablonski.
The Chronicle of Higher Education says pay for top executives at public research universities was up almost 8% for the last school year. Chronicle editor Jeff Salingo says most of those salary decisions were made before the financial crisis.
That being said, I still think that this is likely to cause some controversy.
The Chronicle reports half of the presidents at the country's 40 top public and private schools also sit on corporate boards. Take Gordon Gee, the president of Ohio State. He sits on four, including Hasbro, Limited Brands, and Massey Energy.
For Massey Energy, he gets $113,000 in cash, another $77,000 in stock awards. I mean, you add up all this plus his salary.
And it's a lot of money. Gee's already the highest paid public university president. His annual compensation from OSU tops more than $1.3 million. I'm Renita Jablonski for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, where you can choose up to four customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. And by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight 423 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce emissions. CSX, how tomorrow moves. Sustainability coverage supported by Calvert, mutual funds, college savings, and retirement investments in companies committed to responsible environmental, social, and governance practices. Calvert.com.
The Velvet Revolution isn't some rock band out of Europe. It's more like a band of Europeans who, in 1989, overthrew their government. That's what Czechs and Slovakians are celebrating today. But as Stephen Beard reports from Bratislava, the worries today are about the economy, not about who's in charge.
Slovakia has every reason to celebrate. Living standards are rising fast. Last year, the economy grew at the quickest rate of any developed country. And within weeks, Slovakia takes a crucial step towards closer European integration. As this official song proclaims, Slovakia will adopt the euro. Reforms in the late 90s revolutionized the economy. Lower taxes and more flexible labor laws attracted foreign investors. Once it was weighed down with heavy, inefficient industries. Now Slovakia is a manufacturing superstar. Volkswagen, Peugeot and Kia all set up state-of-the-art factories here. They build more than 500,000 cars a year. That makes Slovakia, per capita, the biggest car maker in the world. But that clearly could make this country vulnerable in the current crisis. Analyst Radovan Durana.
If there is a serious downturn, demand for the Slovak production will decrease and may lead to loss of jobs.
And there's another worry about the financial crisis, a fear that it could sour public support for economic reform. People in this open-air market blame American-style capitalism for the crisis. This man says Americans are the guilty ones. Who else causes so much trouble? While this man says America's wild capitalism shouldn't be allowed, Peter Kitchener is head of the Slovakian Business Association. He says that Slovakia's current left-leaning government could exploit this sentiment to curb the free market.
This could be a serious threat for Slovakia in the future. We have now a government that could decrease the level of free market in Slovakia.
Already, the government has tightened the labor code and made it tougher to fire workers. In spite of its phenomenal transformation, Slovakia may have peaked as a manufacturing paragon. In Bratislava, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
I hope you can join us online. There's more on the fallout from the financial crisis inside our website. We're podcasting there as well, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Thanks for being here. Enjoy your Monday.
American Public Media.